بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وفي هافتي الصراط كلاليب معلقة مأمورة بأخذ من أمرت به، فمخدوش ناج ومكردس في النار. والذي نفس أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه بيده إن كعر جهنم لسبعون خريفا. ويصل بزين الشبتة fulfilling amanat, the rights of the amanat. And this is not only in money matters, normally we understand it like that, but it is in all matters, wherever we are responsible for our duties to fulfill that. If a person is working for somebody, then he must give his full hours, full time, etc. Spending time on the cell phone, etc., doing his own things, this is incorrect. That is some khianat in that amanat. In the same way, the boss, if he does not pay his worker, doesn't pay him in full, doesn't pay him on time, etc., then that will also be khianat. So there's quite a long list in that. And then we were doing this hadith, which is narrated by Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Hazrat Huzaifa, and in which it's also explained on the day of Qiyamah, when Jannat will be brought in front, and they will go to the various Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam to have it open, and finally Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will have it open. Then the people will cross over Pul Sirat, which is a very long bridge, and those who are in this world already, Hazrat Mufti Zainul Abidin Sahib rahmatullah alayhi said, we are walking over Pul Sirat. That is, like for example, a person is married and his mother is also living. So his mother also has got rights on him, and his wife also. If he does not fulfill the rights of the wife, then he is imbalanced. And if he does not fulfill the rights of his mother, then also he is imbalanced. And on a very thin bridge like that, then that person will fall down. So we have to see to the rights of everyone. And with regard to our children, they are also an amanat in our hands. We have to fulfill that amanat also. So anyway, all that will be done, and then people will be crossing Pul Sirat, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will be standing there making dua, Rabbi sallim sallim, oh Allah, let them cross safely, until everyone according to his amal then will cross. And finally, those who do not have anything, they will be, as the person will be brought, and he won't be able to walk also. He will be on his buttocks and pulling himself, dragging himself. And then further we read in the hadith that on the two sides of the Pul Sirat, and in other hadith we read of various other aspects also. Here we read of the two things that will be on the side of the Pul Sirat will be two hooks. One is of a khianat in amanat. If a person did not fulfill that, the hook will catch hold of him and throw him into the fire of Jahannam. And on the other side will be the hook of family ties, to keep up family relationships. Anyone who breaks family ties for a wrong purpose, for dunya's purpose, if it is for deen's purpose sincerely, then that is correct. But if it is for dunya's purpose, then the not fulfilling that right, then this hook will catch hold of him. So it is said that فَمَخْدُوشٌ نَاجٍ, that person who the hook will only scratch, and that also won't be an easy matter. Today a small scratch also we cannot take. And those hooks of what nature they will be, only Allah knows. But anyway, a person who is scratched only by them, then that person will get salvation. And on the other hand, وَمُكَرْدَسٌ فِي النَّارِ, and a person who that hook grabs hold of him, then that person will be thrown from there into the fire of Jahannam. And Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who is the one of the narrators of this hadith, he takes qasam and says, وَالَّذِي نَفْسَ أَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ بِيَدِهِ, by the qasam of that being in whose hands lies the life of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, إِنَّ قَعْرَ جَهَنَّمْ لَسَبْعُونَ خَرِيفًا, that the bottom of Jahannam will be 70 years journey. If a person just stands and falls, that it has an effect on him. If he's sitting and he falls down, that also has got an effect. But 70 years journey, so how will that fall be? With what weight that person will come down at the bottom of Jahannam. So these are two important things that Allah give us all tawfiq to consider and make tawbah and correct ourselves and stay safe. Of all the commands of Allah, we have to fulfill all of them. Yea, reference is being made to family ties and to amanat. And amanat in everything. Our eyes are in amanat. How do we use our eyes? Our minds are in amanat. How do we use our brains, our minds, our tongue, etc.? All that we have to see. And we have to correct that. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala be most merciful and kind to all of us. Nobody can get saved but by the mercy of Allah ta'ala. And we beg of him his rahmat and his mercy. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.